So,
you know, back when I told you about my Uncle Louie, he was a fisherman, he loved fish, he'd go, his trout fisherman, you know, he'd go to lakes and stuff. But he was a little different than us. He wanted somebody to come fish on his hole. Because when they did, he was going to give them the gospel. He was just baiting his hook. He's sitting there catching his fish. Oh yeah, come on over. Yeah, I'll tell you about Jesus. little different perspective, but his attitude was fantastic. I mean, up till the day that man died, he knew that Jesus had already taken care of the business and he was going to heaven. And he was trying to share it with everybody that walked in the room. Nurses, doctors, candy, butter striper, whatever. Anybody that came in contact with that man received the gospel. Woo! I wish I could say that in my life. I told you we're going to talk about attitude. So, what I'm learning, the older I get, is my attitude is everything in every situation that I deal with. If I come in there with a positive attitude, and I'm looking for solutions, and helping people solve problems, and trying to be a positive, it's a game changer. If I go in there and I got a bad attitude and I'm complaining about everything that's wrong, automatically everybody goes on the defense. People get beep, beep. That's a good boy. Hey, you raised him right. Anyway, let's talk about some attitudes in the Bible. Let's talk about David. David's attitude about Goliath, man. He's like, man, what is wrong with these guys? Don't they know that they are children of the One High God and he is going to take care of them and protect them? Don't they know that? I mean, they were fired. He was fired up. He couldn't wait to get out there and defeat that giant that was, you know, cursing his people and talking bad about God. He was, send me. You know, I ain't got much, but I got this sling, and I've slayed the lion, and I've slayed the bear, and that old giant, he ain't nothing. I got God, more importantly. You know, good attitude. Then we go to Joseph. What about Joseph? You know, the preferred son, right? Got the old coat of many colors, you know. He's a little cocky. A little attitude-y, you know. He's go show all his brothers, man, look at my coat, you know. And you know, me and my brothers, we knocked tar out of each other growing up, but I'll tell you one thing we never did. We never sold each other into slavery. Thrown in a well to die, and they said, nah, we don't want to kill him, but we'll sell him to these traitors here.
Didn't they sell him?
Oh, yeah, they sold him. Yeah, he went, so he was a slave, went to Egypt. And what did he do? He became the best slave he could be. Mm-hmm. Had a really good attitude. He figured it out. He said, I'm going to be the best slave I can be. And he wound up being put in charge of slaves. And then he charged of a household. And then a woman tried to, you know, take advantage of him, or whatever, get him to take advantage of her, and he denied her because he wasn't going to do that to his owner, and wound up going to prison over it because, of course, the owner believed his wife. You know, oh yeah, he's trying to take advantage of me.
I don't think he believed it. I think he just went along with the story.
I don't think he had much choice. Yeah, he had much choice. But then he went to prison. What did he do? He became a model prisoner. Did the best job he could at being a prisoner. I mean, gave it his concerted effort, right? Then he wound up running Egypt. Wound up coming up with a plan to, you know, be secure against drought and things like that. Wound up saving all his people, saved his brothers that sold him into sold him into slavery. They had to come before him. They didn't even know who he was. Then they found out who he was, and they were scared to death. They were scared to death because they made a mistake, and they knew it. They made a big, but he didn't do anything bad to them. Saved their life. Had a good attitude. I think about Moses. Okay? Moses had a pretty good attitude for the most part, but he'd get angry. Bang that stick. Right? You know, God told him, touch the rock. He banged the rock. What happened? Got in trouble. God got him. You know, he was proud. He was, you know, and then they were going into the promised land, and they sent the spies in. God told them to go in there and take it over. So they sent spies, you know. So he did some bad stuff. But I think he still, you know, I mean, so did David. You know, David, you know, got Uriah killed, you know, so he could have Bathsheba, you know, as his wife, you know. We've all done some bad stuff, I don't get me wrong, but I'm just going to tell you, when we do right, when we have a good attitude, you know, it's going to make our road much smoother. You know, even though you think you're righteous to be angry, and you're righteous to get revenge, that's not the way it works. That's not the way God has the plan. The plan is, He's going to take care of any vengeance that needs to be taken care of. Now, I'm not saying we can't protect our homes and we can't protect our country. We can do that. That's in the Bible too. But when it comes to, you know, getting mad on the highway and cutting somebody off in traffic, or, you know, getting mad out here on the lake, because been there and done that. But I'm telling you, since I've decided, and I've really been working on it, not to get that attitude, not to have that, my fishing is 10 times more fun than it used to be. So attitude is a very important thing that we deal with. Every day, we got a choice. Every day we wake up and we get to choose how we're going to be that day. We might not get to control much in our life, but what we can control is our attitude. And if we go out there and we are trying to help others and trying to share the gospel, if we're looking for people to come fish our holes so we can share Jesus with them. Bet you nobody was thinking about that today, were you? I mean, it was a merry-go-round where we were. I mean, everybody just going around.
I think everybody fished everybody's
hole over there. They did. Yes, they did. You know. But I tell you what I didn't hear. I didn't hear nobody hollering at nobody. I didn't hear nobody being disrespectful. Everybody was cordial. Everybody worked together, you know. And we had a good day. You know, it was a successful day. So that's a blessing, you know. I hear about these guys pulling their guns out and shooting somebody for cutting them off in the road, in the highway, you know. Because pulling out and shooting somebody because somebody's driving too slow, you know. I mean, that's one thing I drive a lot. I mean, I'll put probably 70,000 miles a year on a vehicle. I drive a lot. And a lot of times I'm in a hurry. You know, I'm trying to get from point A to point B, and I'll get behind somebody, and they're slow, you know, and then I'll pull up beside them, and they're on their phone, and man, I want to be mad at that guy, you know. Or it's an old lady or somebody, you know, and she can just barely see over the steering wheel, you know, and I think, man, that's my grandma right there, you know. I better just chill out, you know, give her some grace. But anyway, I'm going to read a little scripture here. Psalms 103:13. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him, for he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. You know, I think about God and he's been, and how holy he is. You know, God can't even be in the presence of sin. So, you know, that's why Jesus had to come. That's why Jesus had to die on the cross, so that we could be presented to him as the bride of Christ, holy and pure and cleansed of all this worldly stuff. So, you know, if Jesus had to, if there was only one of you guys here, and you, there's some pretty good men here, you know, but there, if there was only, or women, you know, if you were the only one on earth, Jesus still had to go get on the cross so you could be saved. Every one of us. He gave everything so that we could have grace. If you look at the Bible and you read the parables and he talks about, you know, or just the Lord's Prayer, you know, Lord, forgive me, you know, my sins as I forgive those that sin against me. So give each other more grace is what I'm saying at the end of the day. Go in with a positive attitude in every situation with your wife, you know, with your brother, you know, we're coming on 4th of July. Families are going to come together, right? You know, and we're going to be dealing with family. Nothing's harder than dealing with family sometimes. But go into it with a positive attitude, you know. We are a blessed nation, you know. We're going to be 250 years old, which is, you know, a Christian nation, 250 years old. You know, we're the light of the world most of the time. And, you know, we got a lot of blessings, a lot to be thankful for. So, just saying something that's going to help you, help everybody, is just go in with a positive attitude. Go in, you know, being kind. And when somebody reacts, because they're going to, they're going to say something that's going to aggravate you, and you're going to give them grace. You're just going to let it flow off your back like water off a duck back. You're just going to let it go. A few times. Yeah. What did Jesus say? How many times we got to forgive our brother?
Seven times 70.
I doubt the meeting's going to last that long,
but you're probably okay.
Stay within them parameters. Anyway. All right, we had 26 votes. You got the money now? Which is pretty good for a tournament this time of year. Our next tournament is on Athens. Y'all are going to be blessed. This tournament is going to bring